Welcome to the Mr. Kak and Me Show. I am Mr. Kak. You are you. But I guess in the big picture, you're the me of Mr. Kak and Me. Or maybe I'm the me of Mr. Kak and Me. Because last episode was a pretty self-reflective journey discussion about where I felt things were with my child. This episode is, I felt compelled to record this, so I'm recording this following a day that ended not where I wanted it to, after a week that was incredibly busy over a 3-month period that has been pretty defeating. And it's, so this is going to be another self-reflective, self-analytical, self-dive into Mr. Kak. And unlike the last episode where it was me, but at the context of my daughter, this is just me. And again, I'm not entirely sure if this episode will ever make it out because I don't know how it's going to sound and I don't know what I'm necessarily going to say. But anyways, I received some news today, work-related, and it made me feel a way that I don't think I've felt either ever or in a long time. And I just kind of, it was a mixture of awareness. So the news I was told, I had already assumed was going to be the news I was receiving because I started piecing together context clues. So I was looking for a position. It felt like because the communications to me seemed to still be discussing me being in the same position I'm currently in for the foreseeable future, that I wasn't being considered for this other position. And it was kind of like, it's kind of like you know the outcome, but you haven't been told it. But it was nice because I had been obsessing over this outcome, even though I felt in my heart of heart, and I felt from the context clues available, I even had figured out who they were going to give this position to, which is probably stalkerish. But it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, like, it's not real until it's finally said. And then today, or this day, it was finally said. And for about the next 2 hours, until I sat down after I got home and started eating dinner, and like my wife, she's like, you can go sit in the bedroom, you know, take some time to yourself. And I was sitting there eating, just watching TV. In that 2 hours after receiving the news, that's when it finally started. Actually, it might have been even longer. It might have been closer to 3 hours because it took me almost 30 minutes to make about 8-minute walk to my car today after work. So it was a bit of a long process of me just even physically leaving work. But it was one of those things where it's like, I assume I felt hurt, but it didn't feel like pain. It didn't feel like a breakup pain. It didn't feel anything. It just felt like, a part of me had been numbed, and it just felt like I was outside of my own skin, kind of just watching my body move. Like, my head just felt so fogged. Like, everything, the perception, the reality, all of it seemed like I was there, but I wasn't there. It was like one of those, again, it's just something I've never experienced before. And I think, for me, I struggle when it comes to talking about, to really, really getting to the root of my emotions. Because outwardly, I show anger, I show sadness, I show all that stuff. But internally, there's more to it, and I never create the opportunity for me to have a conversation where I can let it all out. So maybe that's what this is. I don't think that's good. I don't think that's good podcast listening, right? I don't know. Maybe that is. Maybe it is. But it's one of those things where just how long today it impacted me, just the feeling I felt, And just the culmination of all of this. I mean, it's not just today. It's not just this one position. It's not even, you know, the job search or the position search, looking for something new in general. It's just a culmination of a lot of things. And I don't even know where the beginning point truly is anymore. I don't know if this has been something that's been festering for a while. I don't know if this is something that is because of just something recently. But have you ever just felt like you want or you need something more or something different? And I understand, like, I have a wife. I love her. I have 2 children. They're beautiful. The rest of my family, my brothers, my sister, my mother, my father, all the additional parents that have come into my life, whether in-laws or through marriages or relationships with my actual parents themselves, like, all of that's great. And I don't want it to seem like there's anything bad with, like, that aspect of it. But for me as a person, maybe this is my midlife crisis point, right? I'm not going to buy a motorcycle, but I've started to look back and look at where I'm at and say, is this what I want? Is this happy? Am I fulfilled in my career, in my professional endeavors? Like, my family life, I love my family. My social life, it's about as existent as I want it to be. I feel like that's good enough for me. Like, that's not the biggest stressor at all for me at all. I feel very confident with where I am with my social life. Honestly, I feel like I was thriving in the pandemic. But professionally, I've started thinking, like, is this the limit? Is this the max? Is this the ceiling of what I felt like Chris Cagle could be, should be, or will be? Or is there something I'm not going after? Is there something holding me back? And is that something me? And I don't know. It's just been, I haven't given myself a full time to really, really unwind everything, really, really look at everything. But today was just, it was a bad day, right? And it's not a whole bad day. It wasn't 24 hours. It wasn't 12 hours of bad. It was literally just a bad exchange happened today, and that opened a floodgate within me, and it feels, oh gosh, man, it feels like, okay, so maybe it didn't open a floodgate, but it feels like another chunk of a dam trying to hold something back has been pulled out. So just through all of this process, whether it's this thing, whether it was other things that I've tried to explore, whether it's fear and uncertainty when it comes to podcasting, whether it's fear and uncertainty about if my own body image and my own self-worth image, whether it's a chunk being removed because of, you know, my fear of my children going to public school, like my daughter starting kindergarten, all of this stuff, it feels like it has to all be part of something. And it's not a bad point yet. It's just, I don't know, man. You just feel like something is crumbling, and I hope it doesn't go down any bad path, right? Because I don't want my mental health to go down in flames. I just want to be happy with everything. And I feel like it's just one of those things where it's like, and it's so fascinating, right? Because mental health has become this big talking point. And I don't think I'm at a point where I feel like grand interventions needed. It's just one of those things where it's like, I just know that there's a piece of me that's not thrilled with where things are at. And it's like, what does that ultimately mean? What does that ultimately lead to? Where does that take me next? And what do I need to do? And I don't think within a 12-minute podcast, I'm going to find those answers. I don't think anything. But I think for me, this is a healthy, good start. And I think for me, this is something that I always wanted my streaming or the podcasting to be. And that was an outlet for me to explore not only other people, but explore myself, or at least allow myself to talk in moments where maybe I don't feel like I can talk. Like, I don't know who I have this conversation with. Yes, I could have it with a therapist, but like, I don't know. That in my brain, I have a hard time connecting the dots of that feels real, right? I don't know. In my brain, it feels like, well, I'm going there, so it feels like this is, I don't know, it feels almost like a transaction. I must give this pain, or I must give this uncertainty to them and receive it. And I know, listen, that's me. That's me and my hard wiring, where I'm still trying to reprogram myself to where all of this talking, all of this being emotive, all of this exploring my expression and feelings are things that I can be comfortable with. I think this is a good starting point for me. It's not the best starting point. It's not a great starting point. It's not the perfect starting point. But I think for me, this is a good spot for me to start essentially info dumping my emotions. I just need to flush out whatever's happening right now. And I appreciate that I've had the opportunity to do that right here. Granted, you couldn't stop me. I guess you could choose not to listen. But I also know that, you know, disappointment, uncertainty, questioning as we all get a little bit older of, have we reached our full potential? Have we aspired? Have we gotten to the dreams that we hope for? Or are we settling into the realities of just where we're at? Are we limiting ourselves? I feel like those are questions that extend past just my personal moment of crisis, right? I feel like that's something that's relatable and tunable. I feel like that's something that we can all, that's a bridge we all have to cross or will eventually cross. And as a 35-year-old person, I think this becomes more and more at the forefront, right? I am reaching a point in my life where eventually I'm checking off years closer to death than I am my own birth. And there's going to be moments where I have to self-reflect, and there are going to be moments where I question, is this who I want to be? Is Mr. Kak at the level he thinks he deserves to be? And right now, there's a part of my circle of wellness where I can say, no, this box is not being checked. This box isn't as high as it should be that I feel like it should be. And now I just need to move forward in a positive way. And I don't need to dismiss these feelings, but I need to start processing them more productively. And I need to sit down, and I need to fully flesh out, if I am unfulfilled in some way, what are the actual steps I need to take to reach that fulfillment? Because the process I've been going through isn't working. And there's no need to continue doing something that isn't going to work. I guess if we're looking for silver linings for my current diatribe, it's that today sucked, but the silver lining of it all is this. It was a wake-up call. It was a wake-up call in the form of a gut punch, but it was a wake-up call of you got to do more. I feel like I'm so close to being closer to what I want, and yet it just keeps slipping away. But I guess maybe I should be happy that I'm getting closer, that there's positive progress being shown, but it just feels, I don't know, it just feels not the best right now. But I hope the window into my soul hasn't been too bizarre for you. This has been Mr. Kak and me. This has been a lot of Mr. Kak and me. This has been a lot of the full gambit of Kak. And I hope that you have, I don't know, found something, something that you've enjoyed, whether it's someone else maybe talking about something that you're personally feeling, that you can build a kindredship with it. I would love, again, I encourage you all to ever reach out if you want to. My email is just themrcac@gmail.com. If you ever want to send something my way, you can either send it to the email, you can join me on Instagram or on Facebook. I don't have a Twitter other than my personal Twitter for Mr. Kak and me. But yeah, if you would like to come and talk, or if you want to share your story, I would love to have you on the stream. This doesn't have to be therapy. This isn't intended to be therapy, but I think it's super healthy. I think it is more healthy than not to talk about things, right? And if I can give that outlet, the same outlet that I have given myself to someone else, I would love to have you on, whether it's to have a discussion with me about maybe whatever it is you're going through, or if it's just to have your chance for me to sit back and you to tell your own story. I am open and able and willing to do whatever it is anyone would like to do. Otherwise, you're just going to keep hearing some Mr. Cack-based stuff, and if you enjoy whatever's going on with my life, awesome. But I do appreciate anyone that's listened to all of this. I do appreciate anyone. This isn't meant to be a pity party. This is meant to be a movement towards feeling better about something that's bothering me. And is there better ways to do that? Yes. But listen, I appreciate all of you listening to me way more than I would spending money for a health practitioner, which is not the right way of going about it. I know. But I do. I appreciate telling my story to someone that wants to hear it. I think that's awesome, right? That actually makes me feel super good. The people, those of you that have been tuning in to Mr. Cack and Me, whether it's been one episode or it's been all the episodes, I really have been overwhelmed and appreciative and so happy to have all of you on the weird, the personal, the bizarre stories that I've been talking about myself and or exploring with other individuals that have joined the stream. And I hope no matter what happens with anything else, that I'm still able and still have an audience to continue doing this. And for me, an audience, as long as it's one other person, then I feel like I am doing something that's helping someone else or is entertaining someone else. And that does make me feel pretty fulfilled. So again, thank you so much for listening. And again, this has been Mr. Cack and Me. I've been Mr. Cack, and you're beautiful. I love you all. Have a good one. See you on the next episode. Bye.